With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Otis Kingsman, and in today's episode, we're splashing about in the science of this question from listener Ed.
Why is it recommended to drink cola after swimming in a river? And does it really reduce the risk of getting an upset stomach?
With the ridiculous summer heat that we've been experiencing over these past few weeks, a swim in the River Cam can be a cooling activity to partake in. My mum always told me to drink cola right after going in to prevent infection. But does it actually work? Dr. John Tregoning from Imperial College London is here to refresh us on the truth of this river rumour.
So, swimming in rivers can expose you to a range of disease-causing pathogens. Which pathogen exactly depends a bit on where you swim in the river. Further upstream and away from human activity, you are more likely to be exposed to pathogens that come from animals, either dying in the river or going to loo in it. This includes parasitic infections such as Giardia. Further downstream, especially with the recent problems with sewage overflow, you can possibly get more severe bacterial infections like E. coli. Swimming in faster flowing water may reduce some of the infection risks. But then there may be other risks associated with fast currents.
With all these risks of open water swimming, the question is, does drinking cola really reduce the risk of getting an upset stomach?
And the simple answer is no. Drinking cola does not reduce the risk of getting a stomach upset.
Cola has a slight acidity, so the theory is that it can kill bacteria that is inadvertently swallowed.
This does sound okay in theory, but cola is actually 10 times less acidic than the contents of your stomach, so your body's natural defences are already doing that job. In some ways, cola might actually boost infection because the sugary solution in the drink provides nutrients for the bacteria to grow. However, this is probably marginal because whilst bacteria can grow in cola, there's already plenty of food in your stomach for them other than the drinks.
So Coca-Cola is not recommended for combating river water. Instead, John has these recommendations to fight potential river bacteria.
One thing that might be beneficial to drink is something with live bacteria, such as a yogurt drink or kombucha. The beneficial bacteria might outcompete the harmful ones, though this is just as speculative as saying cola might work. In the end, the best way to prevent infections after swimming in a river is to reduce the amount of water you swallow, wash soon after swimming, and make sure you clean your hands before eating.
I hope people aren't discouraged from swimming in the river from this episode. As long as you clean up shortly after and be careful of swallowing water, we can all still use these running waters to relax on a hot summer day.
So Ed, in answer to your question, no, drinking cola is not going to reduce the risk of you getting an upset stomach after swimming in the river.
Thank you to John Tregoning for helping us find the answer. Next week, we're looking at this cosmic conundrum from listener David.
How are black holes formed, and why are they often at the centre of galaxies?
If you at home have a question, submit it to our website, nakedscientists.com, pop it on our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum, or email us at chris@nakedscientists.com. I'm Otis Kingsman, thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you next time.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.